proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series of the lives of people who were touched by an angel. Our focus in this session is on the Old Testament prophet Zechariah. Throughout the book of Zechariah, that prophet interacted with at least one angelic being. God's primary purpose for sending angels to Zechariah involved explaining the meanings of the various visions that God gave the prophet. God might have employed several angels to accomplish this task, or he might have used only a single, unnamed angel. In the first chapter of his book, Zechariah experienced two visions. One of these involved horses of different colors and featured a man riding on a red horse. The other vision referred to four horns, a symbol of power, and four carpenters, depicting craftsmen. When Zechariah asked the angel about what those figures denoted, the messenger explained the meaning underlying these revelations. According to the second chapter of Zechariah, the prophet saw a man who might or might not have been an angel. This figure Zechariah saw had a measuring stick in his hand. The prophet also heard one angel tell another, quote, "Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her," unquote. The fourth chapter of Zechariah featured other revelations that the prophet received. He beheld two olive trees on either side of a golden lampstand. The lampstand had seven branches. In connection with the olive trees, an angel told Zechariah that the trees represented, quote, "the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth," unquote. This reference might be an allusion to the two witnesses whose end-time ministries appeared in Revelation chapter 11. Then in Zechariah chapter 5, the prophet saw a flying scroll and an ephah, that is, a dry measure of grain consisting of one bushel. In this context, the term referred to the vessel containing the grain, the term ephah, that is. Zechariah also saw a woman sitting in the midst of that ephah. Two other women emerged, lifting up the ephah, and God sent an angel to inform Zechariah about what these figures meant. In the sixth chapter of his prophecy, Zechariah received another vision relating to horses of different colors. When the prophet asked his angelic companion about the meaning of this revelation, the angel replied, quote, "These are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of the whole earth," unquote. After the middle of Zechariah chapter 6, it was God himself who spoke directly to Zechariah. He chose not to use angels as his messengers after that point. What might explain the change in God's approach in this matter? After the sixth chapter of Zechariah, we read about how the word of the Lord repeatedly came to that prophet. In other words, God chose to give that prophet revelation without providing him any interpretations regarding the meaning of what he saw. Perhaps he did this to spur Zechariah to search the scriptures for illuminations. After all, many of the prophets did not fully understand the prophecies that they spoke in the Old Testament. At any rate, though, God exercised his sovereignty when he chose to discontinue sending angels to Zechariah and chose to give that prophet direct revelation. God is in control of how he communicates to man and through what means he communicates to man. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.